Passage 2. Hand washing reduces the spread of germs from one person to the next. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, hand washing is one of the most important means of preventing the spread of infection. If you track when you wash your hands, you may find it is not as often as you think. A recent survey found that 94% of Americans say they always wash their hands after going to the bathroom, but observations in public restrooms show that only 68% of adults did so. Why should you wash? Germs are so small that you cannot see them. A few of them can cause serious and life-threatening diseases. Washing your hands correctly greatly reduces the chances of spreading germs. Disease-causing germs can enter your body when your unwashed hands touch your nose, mouth, and open wounds. Some of those germs may have changed to protect themselves against an antibiotic, which is called antibiotic resistance. While your healthcare providers have a professional responsibility to wash their hands, it is important that everyone make hand washing a personal priority. How you wash your hands is important, especially when it comes to eliminating germs. Just washing them quickly is not enough. When you wash your hands, use soap and warm running water. Wash all surfaces thoroughly, including wrists, palms, back of hands, fingers, and under the fingernails. Rub hands together for at least 10 to 15 seconds. When drying, use a clean or disposable towel if possible, and pat your skin rather than rubbing. Apply hand lotion or cream after washing to soothe your skin and help prevent drying.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What does the recent survey reveal about hand washing? Question 20. Which is the way that germs can enter people's bodies when people don't wash hands? Question 21. What kind of water is preferred when people wash hands? Question 22. What can be learned about hand washing mentioned in the passage?